In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was made flesh and became the Word alive. Today, His words are being shared by the radio ministry of Clinton and Sarah Utterbach, sponsored by the Redeeming Love Christian Center of Nanuet, New York. Join Clinton and Sarah Utterbach now on Listen to Jesus.
Listen to Jesus. Say what Jesus said. Keep looking at Jesus. And do what Jesus did, and it will turn your life around. And you will turn this world around.
Hello, I'm Sarah Utterbach.
I'm Clinton Utterbach.
We're so grateful that you're out there today listening, and we are grateful that you are finding these messages beneficial to you. This particular series we call Eligible to Serve Christ, and you need to know that that is not just a decision that someone makes to decide to serve Christ. There are things that qualify us to serve Christ, and they're very clear in the Bible, especially in the pastoral epistles. Paul was very clear with Timothy on some of the things that would put us in a position to serve in Christ, and that's why some people are having such difficulty, because they don't meet the qualifications. And I'm glad that you're listening to these messages so that you will know what it is that qualifies you to be eligible to serve Christ.
Look around you tonight. We don't want to take account of how many men are here versus how many women.
Any church.
Any church. We only need to understand for ourselves, when you are not there to lead us, we can be silent and shut up when you speak up. When you gentlemen speak up, and this is for the people on the tape, not you gentlemen here tonight, because you're here because you already got it together, but for the ones listening to the tape, when you gentlemen speak up, then we'll shut up. I said, when you gentlemen speak up and take your rightful place, we'll shut up. Just as we are in subjection to what we are learning, we desire to be in subjection and in subordination to you. We only want to prophesy according to Acts 2:17. We only want to expound with you the way more perfectly, Acts 18:26. We only want to pray with you, 1 Corinthians 11:5, and prophesy with you. But we can't if you silence us. We only want to labor with you in the gospel. But if you are not there, somebody has to do it, Philippians 4:3. We only want to be able to tell the effect Jesus has had on us. And if that makes us an evangelist, so be it. John 4:29. We do profess godliness with good works. And the good works include attending prayer meetings with you, as was done in Acts 1:14. We'll stay in our place when you show us what your place is. Just don't forget Galatians 3:29, which makes us both eligible in Christ, because in Him we are one with Him.
I want you to turn over to 1 Peter, the second chapter, with me, and you will see how the Bible just supports itself throughout. The basic thing that's being discussed here that relates to us as human beings is respect and submission. Now, let me show you what I mean. Starting in 1 Peter, the second chapter, and the 13th verse, it says, and this is to everybody, "Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto governors, as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men." With well-doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. "As free, and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. Honor all men." So what is it talking about right through here? Submission, right? Respect, honor. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Goes to another category. "Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle masters, but also to the froward." Or the, you know, you can add your own word there. "For this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully, for what glory is it if when ye be buffeted for your faults, ye shall take it patiently? But if when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. For even hereunto were ye called. Now you know you want to cross that out of the Bible. Because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. Now look what the next word is. Likewise, in the same way, in the manner of subjection, in the manner of submission, in the manner of honor, wives, be in subjection to your own husbands. That is, if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation or the conduct of the wives. Are you listening to me here? While they behold your chaste conduct coupled with fear or reverence.
Not afraid of them.
Yes. Whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold and of putting on of apparel. And you can see right here that was the custom of the times, because Paul addressed it to Timothy. Same description of the apparel of the woman. But you know that he's not talking about that you shouldn't put on, shouldn't plait your hair, wear gold, because he also includes putting on apparel. So if he meant what he said, then you mean go naked. You understand that? He says in verse 4, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible. Notice this. Notice what he calls this. Even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit. According to Paul, in the spirit, a meek and quiet spirit is just like you having an ornament or some kind of adornment on your person to make you look better. Meekness and quietness will make you look better in the eyes of God. Because it says that, which is in the sight of God of great price. For after this manner in the old time, the holy women also who trusted in God adorned themselves with meekness and quietness, being in subjection unto their own husbands. Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, as long as ye do well and are not afraid with any amazement. Likewise, there's that word again, in the same manner. What are we talking about? From chapter 2, subjection, honor, submission, reverence. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge. Man, you could go on with that for dwell with them. And I'm going to throw another scripture in here in a minute. But let me read this to you. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel. It didn't say she was weaker. It said honor her as if she were. Because I told you the story about when I was young and these kids got saved off 99th Street in the gangs. And this young gang member married another one of them young female gang members and decided he was going to whip her one day. And they were standing in front of the window. She pulled the shades down over his head, the draperies over his head, took the lamp and beat him silly. Because she came from the street like he did. You understand? But this says treat them as if they were weaker. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. If you all don't treat each other with the proper submission and respect and honor, and reverence, your prayers ain't going anywhere. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren. Now, that's a phrase there that throws somebody. Love as brethren. How am I going to love my wife as brethren? Well, you know, the scripture calls us all sons of God. Isn't that right? So when we love each other, I think one time Pastor Sarah and I were having some difficulty, some intense fellowship, and she said to me something to the effect that you wouldn't have spoken to any one of those ladies down at the church like you just spoke to me, and I'm supposed to be the one you love. And it dawned on me at that moment, I was not treating her even like another sister in Christ. And she's my covenant companion. It changed my thinking.
In fact, at that point, my attitude was, I'd rather be your sister in Christ than to be your bride.
She would have been better off at that point in time. Now she's better off as my bride. Okay.
Because we both have learned.
But it says, be pitiful. What that means is show pity. Mm-hmm. Be pitiful, full of pity. Be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Mm-hmm. Now that whole passage of scripture, starting all the way from the 13th verse in the second chapter, is talking about everybody submitting to the proper authority.
We feel honored that God has granted us the privilege of bringing you today's message. Our commitment to share the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ deepens daily.
Listen to Jesus is heard on 5 of the earth's 7 continents, but there is still more land to be possessed for the kingdom of God. In Matthew 28:19, Jesus gave the directive to go into all the world and make disciples of men. We were motivated to do just that through the Listen to Jesus broadcasts.
If you're interested in a cassette copy of this week's broadcast, send in $6, making your checks and money orders payable to Redeeming Love Christian Center.
If you live in the United States, you may also use your Visa or MasterCard by calling our toll-free number at 888-490-RLCC. That's 888-490-RLCC. If you have access to the internet, you may listen to the broadcast at any time on www.redeeminglovecc.org. That's www.redeeminglovecc.org.
And if the teaching you hear on this program is having a positive effect on your life, you have an opportunity and a spiritual responsibility to join us as co-laborers by becoming a regular contributor.
When you give, God blesses you with a financial return according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Mail all of your correspondence and make your financial contributions payable to Redeeming Love Christian Center, Post Office Box 577, Nanuet, N-A-N-U-E-T, New York, 10954. Once again, that's Redeeming Love Christian Center, Post Office Box 577, Nanuet, N-A-N-U-E-T, New York, 10954. And remember to include the call letters of this station when you write. Until next time, this is Clinton Utterbach.
I'm Sarah Utterbach.
And we're reminding you, God is alive and well,
and His word will work for you.